Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to say. I want to talk about I'm calling this, what I'm about to talk to you about, four future headlines created by the new tax law. Four headlines in 2018 created by the new tax law. Or another title would be, why are small business owners children of a lesser God? And that's the way we feel when it comes to the government, and especially the way the tax code, the new tax bill, I should say, was rolled out. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as you know, is now official. It's part of the U.S. tax code. But if you remember, and I've been talking about this now for a while, this is another installment. April of 2017, I warned you that the legislation that they were going to have was going to not be favorable. It was going to be disproportionate in favor of corporate America and to small business. Then again, in the 1st of October, I warned you that the language that I saw that they were coming up with it was telling me that the law was not going to be equitable for small businesses. The only reason I wasn't right on my two warnings is because it was worse than I thought. So then the last time I warned you, my last official installment of this, was my good, bad, and ugly analysis of the law back the very end of December after the law was passed. And I discussed it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as the law would apply to a business tax return, as you would use it on your tax return. So clearly, most individuals and businesses, for almost everybody, the new tax law is good news, including small business, because it lowers taxes, which means more cash to spend. But that's how consumers do their tax cuts. They just spend the money. But unlike consumers, when businesses deploy extra cash from a tax cut, that money produces what I'm calling a competitive dynamic, and that dynamic is being disrupted by the Tax Cut Jobs Act. And for small businesses, there's the rub. So I want to demonstrate this disruption by showing you how it's going to continue to play out, how the tax law is going to continue to play out. I'm forecasting how the media will cover it. First, what you're going to hear me talk about first is a headline, like a news headline, on a newspaper. Then there'll be a first paragraph of that article, and then I'm going to talk about what I think the implications of all that are. So the first one is April 2018. Here's the headline. GDP jumps on one-time corporate employee bonuses. The first paragraph. GDP jumped in Q1 as hundreds of U.S. corporations, buoyed by prospects of an impending cash windfall from the tax cut bill, delivered four-figure bonuses to hundreds of thousands of employees, maybe millions. Besides the obvious benevolence, it also resulted in positive PR within and without these organizations. Some firms went even further by establishing higher starting pay going forward. They raised their minimum hiring level. So here's the small business impact. Obviously, small businesses benefit from GDP growth. It's part of the rising economic tide, right? But small businesses would also like to be able to be generous with their employees and accrue the positive PR. We'd love to be able to give four-figure bonuses to our employees. However, our tax cuts were not cuts. They were qualified 20% deductions, not a 40% tax cut like corporate America got. This competitive dynamic lever that corporate America got from the tax law was beyond the grasp of 6 to 8 million small business employers. We would like to be able to do what they did, but we can't because we didn't get the same tax cut they got. Now, this is a headline from, it's going to come up in June. in my estimation. The Tax Cut Jobs Act delivers new higher leverage for corporations. Here's the first paragraph in that article. In addition to the one-off bonuses employees of hundreds of large businesses received during following the passage of the law, the found money from a significant tax cut is also helping large employees sweeten offers to prospective new hires. Here's the impact on small business. Once the problem was taxes, then it was health care. Today, and you've heard me report this many times, polls indicate the number one challenge for all employers is acquiring qualified employees. It was a crisis even before unemployment reached what's currently considered to be full employment. So in a seller's market, which the employee today, because there are not enough qualified people, the prospective employee market is a seller's market, and that seller is the employee. So in that kind of a market, what's the obvious solution for the buyer, the employer? The obvious solution is offer more money and then let the poaching begin, right? The qualified employee crisis is no restrictor of business size, and all businesses fish in the same prospective employee pond. It's true that small firms have always been at a disadvantage when competing for talent against big business benefit packages. But now, with more money in their bidding fists, big businesses' hiring advantage just got bigger. And this disparity is beyond hiring to replace turnover. This is not just about replacing people who got fired or retired. Small businesses report their second greatest challenge is the inability to grow their business due to lack of available talent for staff increases. So apparently the Tax Cut Jobs Act provides paltry small business relief here for small businesses. We don't have the cash that corporate America is receiving from this tax cut. We don't have the same cash to be competitive in the same place for the same employees that big companies do. Tell me where the equity is there, my friends. Does that not make you mad? It makes me mad. When I'm trying to hire somebody in FedEx or IBM, people like that are able to hire somebody out from under me because I don't have the same ability to compete. It's not right. Tune in after. Two more of these after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.